Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Susan Resnick is here, too. She's a principal in the New York City-based specialty contact lens practice of Farkas, Casalau, and Resnick & Associates. And she's here to talk to us about our vision and helping us to have healthier vision. Dr. Susan Resnick, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for being here, and happy National Healthy Vision Month to you.
Same to you.
And you know, this is a. I'm glad you're here to talk about this because, you know, there are, as you know, the baby boomers are getting a little longer in the tooth.
And yes, I'm one of them.
Exactly, me too. And we're the largest generation of all time in the United States, approximately 80 million, maybe a little bit less, but a whole lot of folks. And we all have progressive vision demands, don't we?
That's correct.
So what do we need to know about what's new out there for our vision?
All right, that's a great question. Actually, one of the key things that I wanted to talk to you about today, which encompasses the baby boomers but also expands to the general population as a whole, is something called astigmatism. And astigmatism is something that affects actually one in four of us. And what astigmatism is, a lot of people know that they have it but don't really understand what it is. It's a very common vision problem.
I fit into that category.
I'm sorry?
I think I fit into that category.
Yeah, exactly.
I have it, but I don't know what it is.
Exactly. So let me just briefly tell you what it is. It has to do with the surface of the eye, which is called the cornea, not being perfectly round, being
right.
More oval-shaped. So the analogy we use is shaped more like a football than a baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does is it prevents the light from being focused on the retina properly, and it causes blur, and it can cause eye strain and fatigue and sometimes even headaches. So those of us baby boomers who do a lot of reading and naturally have that occurring now, with astigmatism it can make it worse, but also children have it as well.
That's the when I remember now, my optometrist told me that, and I remember being so upset because it was when I realized that I actually wasn't perfect.
That's right.
It was the first time.
We know you're perfect. And now what's really great is that one of the things that prevented people with astigmatism from feeling perfect has been the fact that in the contact lens arena, we have not had, quote-unquote, a perfect lens. The problem that we've had over the years in accommodating people who want contact lenses and who also have astigmatism is that they've had less than perfect vision. They've been only marginally satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is that contact lenses that correct for astigmatism traditionally would shift out of place every time the patient blinked.
Oh.
And we, as you probably know or can imagine, how often we blink as human beings, we blink
right.
Several times a minute. So think about when you're sitting at your computer or you're playing golf or you're driving your car. If every time that lens shifts a little bit and the lens moves a little bit, the vision goes out of focus. So we're very excited about, especially me personally, because I've had the opportunity to offer this to my patients over the last few months, a new contact lens, and it's called the AccuView Advance for Astigmatism. And this contact lens offers a breakthrough technology in lens design that keeps the lens in position when the patient blinks.
Hmm.
And so now we have patients...
What makes it do that? How does it do that?
Well, it's a new design that actually has a very, very gradual, sophisticated contouring or sloping of the lens so that the lens actually uses the natural blink motion to keep it in position. Previous designs have actually been displaced by the blink.
And there's no computer involved, right? This is not fly-by-wire. It sounds like fly-by-wire, doesn't it?
This is actually all, you know, natural, just the natural blink.
And no nanotechnology or anything like that.
No nanotechnology. But what's interesting about how they came about with this design is they use nanotechnology to analyze the blink.
I knew those little nanos were in there somewhere.
There's always nanos involved because the designers of the lens actually actually video, use slow, you know, videos, mm-hmm. and they actually analyzed it, and they did computer simulation. So they used new technology to create a very natural, subtle lens that just positions on the eye, stays there, and doesn't move. And what's even more interesting about this lens is that not only does it take a new technology in terms of it being very stable, but it marries it with a very new material. And the material is that from which the lens is made is very, very oxygen permeable.
So, folks, if you've not been able to wear contact lenses because you had an astigmatism, now, Susan, apparently you can.
That's absolutely
and
right.
So we just need to contact our favorite optometrist and have him or her get us fixed up, right?
That's absolutely right. Well, and also, for more information, your listeners can go to www.acuview.com, and it really explains more in depth about the lens and tells you, you know, where you can go to find out more about it. So,
What about those of us who need reading glasses and we'd like to not? I mean, I don't like to take glasses on and off more than I have to, and so I wear glasses all the time mm-hmm. when I'm awake. And so, it seems like I know someone who has one of his contacts is for reading and the other one is not, and he kind of reads with one eye. Is that right?
Yeah, that's a very common technique for people, you know, over that magic age of 40, where it's called monovision, actually.
Yeah.
And it works very nicely. Many patients, about 80% of patients, do adapt to that way of seeing. And you can always use auxiliary glasses to enhance your vision. In other words, for driving at night or for reading. But what it does is it reduces your dependency upon the glasses a lot.
But is that the only way that we've come up with reading, being able to read, if you need that for reading, with contact lenses?
No, there are actually bifocal contact lenses available.
Wow.
And these lenses are also, you know, very, very excellent. Patients are very successful. Each patient is going to actually require something different. There's no one sort of technique or modality mm-hmm. that works for each individual. It's very prescription dependent and also very dependent upon an individual patient's needs or tolerance. So the optometrist, when they do the exam, can help best determine what will work best for a given patient.
Well, it seems that contact lenses are easier to wear these days than they were 10, 20 years ago. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. And that's, you know, again, to just reiterate what I said about this new lens.
Hold on to that thought, Dr. Susan. Dr. Susan Resnick, ladies and gentlemen, and I, we're going to take a quick break. She and I will be right back. When we come back, I'm going to ask Dr. Susan about the business that she is in. How has that changed as a small business owner, which she is, over the last several years? 20 after. Stay with us. Little Robert Cray for you. My favorite blues man. Love those blues. Dr. Susan Resnick is with us. Susan, do you like the blues?
I do.
Good stuff. We're talking about National Healthy Vision Month is one of the things we're talking about, and I appreciate you joining us to encourage everybody to pay more attention to that And as we were saying, Susan, the older you get, the more you realize. You know, as a young man, I had one eye wasn't perfect, but the other one was, and I was able to compensate until I got into my 40s.
Right.
And I didn't wear glasses until I got into my 40s, and then you know things started they started getting older and not functioning as well, and so I had to start getting glasses, and now glasses are a very big part of my life, and. So I'm really excited about some of the new technology, some of the new capability that's available, especially those of us, you know, who try to have a kind of an active life and we have a lot of different things we want to do. You can actually get glasses for different activities, can't you?
That's absolutely right. As a matter of fact, that's where the optical industry and the eye care professions are going is in general now in terms of meeting more specific expectations and requirements. You know, just like we all don't have one pair of shoes, we, you know, especially we women, you know, we'll have literally, you know, shoe for every
Well, but that's a fact. But now that's a fashion thing,
and
Susan.
And men as well. But you have, but eye care and eyewear is really a marriage of fashion and technology. So that we have patients who have contact lenses for specific needs and glasses for other needs and multiple pair of glasses for, you know, different activities.
Well, see, I have different glasses for different requirements, but my wife has different glasses for different looks.
Well, there you go. But men do that as well. I can
they do?
From experience, absolutely.
Okay, all right. All right. Well, let's talk about how your industry has changed, how your profession has changed over the last 10 years. Tell us, give us some examples of what it's like being a small business owner doing in your industry.
Well, actually, the optometric profession as a whole has just advanced incredibly, and it's more rewarding as ever. One of the key things in our profession is that we've had expansion of our professional privileges. So we're now into areas where 25, 30 years ago, optometrists at large were not. We are prescribing medications. We're treating eye diseases. We are using technologies now that are
My optometrist went back, and am I saying that correctly? He's not a surgeon, but he is an optometrist.
That's right.
Okay, and he's gone back and taken courses on how to treat diseases, just like you were talking about.
That's exactly right. We all have in all 50 states now, and we are now. We've always been responsible and qualified to diagnose and detect eye disease, but now we're treating it as well. We are still a non-surgical profession, but we treat every form of eye, you know, disease or pathology, and so. What that does is enables us to, you know, satisfy whatever the patient may need to come into us for, whether it's just a mild case of pink eye or a chronic disease like glaucoma.
Or something that gets in your eye, maybe an object gets in your eye.
Removing foreign bodies, things mm-hmm. like that. There are still obviously certain things that we would refer out to a tertiary care practitioner, such as a surgical ophthalmologist. But in general, you know, optometrists now can pretty much, you know, take care of any eye problem a patient may present with. So this has been a big boost to us in terms of our professional satisfaction, as well as, you know, from a business standpoint.
Some optometry companies, some optometry professionals are unhappy about the fact that people can buy contact lenses online, and it basically, with their own prescription in hand, it basically bypasses them. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I guess there's always going to be a few practitioners who will, you know, sort of feel like they're losing out on business if patients, you know, take their prescriptions and fill their prescriptions elsewhere. But the vast majority of us, our fees are for our services. You know, we're here to spend the time with the patient, fit the lens, make sure it's fitting properly, prescribe it, and the actual material cost of these lenses is very, very low. So we don't attribute a large part of our income to the actual material of the contact lenses. So, you know, me personally, I don't find that that's a big component of in terms of loss of business,
right,
if you will. And my, you know, my desire is just that the patient come back as we recall them for their checkups to make
right.
sure that their eyes are staying healthy. That
because the older you get,
valid.
The more likely you are your vision is to change every few months or year or so. What do you think about the glasses while you wait part of the industry?
I don't have a problem with that. I think that if the quality is good and the patients are getting the proper materials and the best, you know, and are given the choices, if there are laboratories that are capable of making them up quickly, I don't necessarily think anything is being sacrificed.
Right.
You know, there are certain things that cannot be done in a day. Certain types of special anti-reflection coatings that go into glasses
right.
cannot be done in an hour.
30 yeah. seconds, I got a quick question for you. When you do exams, do you dilate or not dilate?
I dilate periodically. It doesn't need to be done at every exam, but
right.
certainly every year to two.
It needs to be done every year to two.
Yes, depending upon the patient's age and history.
Right, all right. Dr. Resnick, you want to give us the website again, please?
Yes, it's www.acuvue.com.
National Healthy Vision Month, ladies and gentlemen. May is National Healthy Vision Month. Dr. Susan Resnick, thank you for bringing this information to us.
It's a pleasure, Jim.
Good job, and we'll see you next time.
Great. Take
Quick
care.
Break. Right back with Paul Casey. We're going to talk about the Gallup Polls survey of Americans about the American dream business owners. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. I've been in love 10,000 times. All you gotta
do is remember my line. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.